approximately.
Both of them are fascinated about
it. Yeah.
Well, that's it.
Do you have the
boys and girls?
Like, oh, she has.
It's 6:30. Can we get the meeting started, please? Okay, park board meeting for Thursday, May 9th, 2019 at 6:30 p.m. Call to order. Roll call, Marlis, please.
Yes, Lane.
Here.
Wilberg.
Here.
Sessish.
Present.
Breeze is absent. Dilde is absent. And Demonovic.
Here.
And Horez.
Okay. Here. One note, Dilde is, he stepped down.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay, introduction of guests and city officials and staff. Director of Park and Recreation, Tim Evans. Superintendent Parks, Scott Sleaser. Superintendent of Recreation, Shay Remus. City Council Liaison to Park Board, Joel Breeders. Board 3, Alderman. Public comment? There are none. Presentations? None. Approval of the minutes for March 14, 2019.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Bill review list for April and May of 2019.
Yeah, I mean,
anything special, anything big that we gotta look at?
There's a few. There's nothing big. The biggest thing is going to be just a tremendous amount of background checks related to baseball. So that's a huge fee that we had to take on. Right. And actually, we met with the police department to kind of redo the policy a little bit, just because of the influx of the amount of people that were, you know, making get background checks. Because we're not just making the head coach, if you're assistant coach, we're even making the spouse, if they're like playing a bigger role. We just think it's important that if there's no issues out there. So that's the biggest thing. And then just overall, we had a, so far the budget's been looking pretty good. So there was some end of the year purchases we made that just things that staff had held off on throughout the year that are needed. Things in the parks department, the rec side that we were just kind of cleaning up as money was available.
What about the park installation for $44,000? Did we get that money back? Or
the what?
The park playground installation.
For?
$44,000.
That one's actually, it was a mistake. We'd already paid that. That one is not correct. That got taken off.
All right.
So we caught that.
All right.
So that was actually Wyndette Ridge, and we paid that back in.
Yeah,
that when it got installed.
And so keep in mind that was for the equipment reinstalled.
Yes.
Right, that's what I thought. Yeah,
and that was money that the developer had given us also. The developer had given us $50,000 for
it. Right, reinstalled that, so it cost us just the material to install the factory and whatnot.
But that one was a mistake on there, and that actually got paid back in like October, November, and we caught that and got that taken care of.
Are we doing the budget report as we're speaking?
We can.
Okay. Budget report for February and March 2019.
I mean, really, we're almost, I mean, some of this is a little bit behind, because even on here, so, and that goes into a budget amendment. We had to do at the last second a budget amendment just because we noticed that our budget was doing much better. That's what I brought in here about buying some vehicles, so we actually had to just take it straight to city council without bringing it back to the park board. So we transferred $90,000 out of our operating budget to our capital budget.
Mm-hmm.
Just because when the operating budget ends at the end of April, that's it, it's done. The capital it stays there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that allowed us to do three things really. We need to buy two trucks that Scott really needs, and then we're hoping to install a boat launch behind the old Yak Shack building. We've noticed that a lot of people are just kind of just using, they've created their own space. Gene has seen it. We just want to create a little bit safer thing for them.
Nice boat launch for boats that have a motor, just so there's no confusion, not a kayak or canoe launch, although it could be used for that. It's for somebody actually that wants to put like a small fishing boat in upstream of the dam that wants to go fishing. We do see people do it from time to time. There's been a few fishing derbies that actually do the same thing, and they'll do these fishing competitions from up by the dam to Oswego. So it's something that people are asking for. Oswego just put one in at Saliki Park, and we're looking to do one very similar.
Is that part of the grant that we have to do?
It is not. But if you remember, Laura and I submitted for a full-blown what I would call a very high-end boat launch with a different grant with DNR, and we're turned down.
Does it create more of a liability having launched there as opposed to saying, you know, you guys went there and launched your own boat without whatever?
I don't think so, because I think we know that people are doing it, and there's a gravel path there already. I think this will actually allow us to put a little concrete into the water and probably make it a little safer, actually.
We found there's actually, like, they're doing fishing tournaments. I mean, I think we want to encourage them. I mean, these are people that are going to be in the downtown for a weekend.
And it brings people from other areas, maybe for the first time.
So I think we'd rather, like, create...
How much are we budgeting for that thing?
We budgeted $20,000. But that's going to include engineering cost as well as then just the materials.
We're going to build it ourselves.
And then we will do it ourselves to put in. So, I mean, we're just looking to put a concrete pad into the river and then get it done. So,
why is it $20,000 if we're going to do most of it ourselves?
It's a little more. It's a little
more.
You've
got to stack the water.
It's a little more than
Tim's like, we're just throwing down some concrete.
We got to get permits.
You do that for like $500.
No, I mean, if you go look, there's one already.
Well, I mean, a concrete driveway is going to cost you $20,000.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah. To install.
Concrete driveway is going to cost you $20,000.
So. Do you wait until the river's down and pour?
That's what we're going to do. But we still have the sandbag, and we're still going to sandbag and build a cofferdam, and then pump the water out. Once we dig, we do have to dig into the river a little bit, because you can't just pour it into the river. You got to dig down and dig it into the bottom of the river.
Yeah.
And tie it. So, and then you got rebar in it and all that. So it's a little more than that than you think. But
are you budgeting enough?
Yeah, because I think we just need to buy the concrete and the materials. We're going to do the labor ourselves. That's typically on it. Like, if you were doing a driveway, you're paying a lot for labor. We're going to do it in-house, and that will save enough. But engineering's probably going
to be... You guys have to run that through City Council?
We already did.
Oh, you did? Is that what you said?
Yeah. That was part of us with the trucks of over the $90,000. So we already did run it through City Council for approval.
Yeah, it's only about a 12-foot wide concrete strip that basically will come off the parking lot and go into the river.
So that'll make it paved all the way from the parking lot.
Correct.
To the water.
Yeah.
And, you know, the tricky part of these kinds sometimes are the end of the ramp, you know, where sometimes you get this drop-off because the water washes away from the tail of the ramp.
There's not a lot you can do about that, but that's where you tie it into the bottom of the river. You build a thickened edge, is what they call it, that you hope that the water doesn't, wash it out.
In a bad situation, people, the trailer goes off the end and sits on the frame of the trailer and you can't get it back out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they don't back the truck that far in.
Well,
tires would not be...
You could put in bleachers. It's a lot of fun to watch people launch boats. We should charge, actually. It can be very...
We have a camera down at the park.
Yeah, there you go. Especially husband and wife team.
But, that's why we want EEI engineer it.
Yeah.
So that they design it properly. And I know they're in talks with Oswego to see what they did there. They're looking at what they did, and we want to do something similar.
You opened by making the point that this is a launch for boats with motors. Were you making the point that you don't want canoes to launch that close to the dam?
Absolutely. No, because if you think about it, our other launch is going to be very close. The ADA launch, which you don't have to be ADA to use that launch.
Where's the ADA launch?
The kayak canoe launch.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
So,
okay.
We're going to be doing it close to that. No, you absolutely can. I want you guys to have the understanding that it's for boats that have motors.
I understand.
I wanted you guys
to upgrade that.
Because a lot of times when you say boat ramp, people think... Kayak.
No. Good point.
They don't think, trailer boat, that's what I wanted to say. So you guys understood what we were doing.
I was going to make a point about the ADA ramp now that I know what to call it. I think that was very well designed because I've watched that in floods and up and down. It doesn't it hangs right in there. I thought that, Well, I'm sorry. I don't know who I'm congratulating here. I'm just telling you as an observer.
Don't say that out loud.
Well, okay.
That's what it falls apart.
Why? There's no issue right now, is there?
No, I mean, do you see how high the river is right now?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. It seems to me it comes out, takes a looking and keeps on ticking. So I like it.
I hope so.
That's a congratulations.
I hope
it's not a question.
Let's not change it now. No, it is.
All right.
Must have done something right.
Okay.
So far.
Was that your handiwork?
It was not that we had hired out.
Well, that's
there we go. I didn't mean it as a compliment to Scott. Heck. Just because he did the Grand Coulee Dam doesn't mean he's a hot engineer, or the Hoover Dam or whatever he did.
To go back on the budget, so we're through the fiscal year. We originally budgeted for a $105,000 deficit. When we redid with taking on the baseball, softball, as well as the transfer, this $90,000, we lowered it to $92,000. on the deficit, we're projecting coming in probably around 60 or 65 mm-hmm. when it's all said and done, hopefully even better than that. Mm-hmm. And that's transferring 90,000 as well as hiring a full park maintenance worker. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping to bring that in at lower than what it was. So it's been a pretty good year. Mm-hmm.
Can you talk to our new mayor about...
I have not.
The budgeting and how that works, because I'm sure he's looked at it and was like, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
He should be gone.
He's not used to seeing deficit.
That, I have very little control over. Okay. I mean, that's done by administration at City Hall, of how they develop the budget, and then a lot of that has to do with, because our fund balance is so large, they don't want to be transferring us, and we have, like... $1 million in our fund balance, and they can't pave a street, city council, so they're trying to lower our fund balance to 20-25%
I was always told I don't understand government accounting.
And like, we're way over that.
I was told.
Well, it's always
different.
Forecasting,
right?
Actual
government accounting is totally different.
Oh, yeah, it's weird.
So, I mean, it's
forecasting.
They're doing it for a good reason, why they're trying not to just have us have a massive fund balance and your guys' streets not getting paved or something of that nature.
Yeah, well, there's other factors in that, but okay, yeah.
But we're still able to do whatever we need to do, and I think this year, you know, once again, we'll have off to, you know, we had a very good year financially, even taking on baseball, softball. A lot of the registration numbers came in better than we expected. So that's kind of where we're at. I'll have a better in July of the exact numbers once we get through the audit and everything.
So can we go back to the baseball fees you said, or for the background checks? Are the fees, they don't include that background check?
We have to pay.
Portion? So, I mean, what they pay to play, right?
Yeah, it's a part of that.
But not fully? I mean, what do you, I guess...
Yeah, I mean, the whole, when someone like Dan had a grandson sign up, that pays for mm-hmm. part-time staff cost, using chalk, everything on the field, equipment, umpires, background checks for the coaches, things of that nature.
So then we having to flip the bill for that background check?
Well, it's in their cost, yes. When we budgeted to take it on, just like basketball, soccer, we pay for that
background check. Because the coach volunteers.
Yes.
The coach volunteers.
So that's part of the entire, we budget for that. We put our individual program budgets in there. We know that cost is going to be out there.
It just can fluctuate. So, like, last year, because a lot of the baseball coaches have never coached with us before, it was an influx. Like, we had almost 200, right? Whereas, like, now that 200 don't have to come back for that. They just have to get their name re-ran. So it's just kind of capturing all the new people that we had. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of goes back to, like, a normal, like, for us, like, you know, we know what we usually get about, like, 20 new coaches every season for something. We can plan for that. This one was just because almost all of them were new.
I think it's an expense. Like, yeah. No question we have to pay. The last thing we want is somebody that didn't get a background check.
No, I don't mind that far. I just thought that would be sort of covered in their fees that they were paying.
It is. But you're never going to get a coach to pay for himself to get background check. He's been like, I'm not going to volunteer.
No, it's just kind of part of the
whole. It is. It's in our budget. Like, when we do our budgets for baseball, when we put it together, presented it here, presented it to city council, it had that fee in there. So we knew what it was going to be.
So you knew what it was going to be.
Within reason, yes, we knew. I mean, some of it's going to fluctuate. It's just like uniforms. I mean, it all depends on the kids sign up, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we have down to almost an exact dollar amount. Okay, this is everything one person signs up. So if it's $200, we know everywhere every dollar's going.
Okay.
So what's not really included in it is obviously full-time cost.
Well, you know we're going to be watching that, especially for this first year of you guys doing this, so...
Yep.
Guess we'll see how it goes.
Yep.
I mean, it was a huge thing to take on, so...
It has been. And, I mean, we'll discuss that and some other stuff that we presented here.
Okay.
I mean, so we can talk about just the league itself here in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But budget-wise, like, from the end of the year, things are... We've done very well this year.
Okay, good.
Perfect, as usual. Okay, old business grant updates.
Grants are done. All the paperwork's been submitted. The Bristol Bay grant has been approved. We are just waiting on reimbursement. Scott and I met with the Riverfront grant administrator on Monday. We did a tour of the facility. She said in the next couple of weeks we should get the approval letter back on that. She says really now it's kind of out of our control, and it's really the state, as they go through these appropriations and their budget, that they approve the money to be sent to the city. Mm-hmm. So we're basically, the point now is we've done everything on our end, the staff that we can do, which is waiting for the state to send the $800,000. So that's where we're at with that. That is done.
Mm-hmm. Where does that money go?
That will go back into land cash, because we prepaid a lot of our expenses up front. So that,
all of them.
Yeah, that account is kind of upside down right now, which makes it a little difficult as we're looking to.
How much is it in?
It's not terrible right now because we're still getting.
Do you know the figures?
I don't know off the top of my head.
That's how the grants always have worked.
I know, I just want to, just out of curiosity, to see how much would be left after payback. We can move on.
Yeah.
All right.
If there's payback, we'd have like $300,000 in there, right around there.
We got 300.
Once we're paid back.
Oh, that's how much we'd be up.
We'd be up.
Okay.
And what's your policy for when you spend out of land cash? You just kind of use it as a bank?
Well, no. I mean, we, part of last year, and this was, we sent to Park Board and City Council when we paved, did all the paving. Yeah. We listed out for the next 5-6 years all the projects that we were going to do. So, like, Caledonia needs to get done at some point. The north of Autumn Creek.
You just have to pay attention to your PUDs, Joel, and see what the trigger points are for your obligations that are out there.
And see where
your revenues are at from your, you know, from those, and see if they're making what they're supposed to be on time, or, you know, typically if it's a by the permit fee type thing, we usually wait till it's about 50% built.
But I don't think until they approve some of these others, we're, some of them are just our decisions.
Yeah,
I mean, I think the only agreements coming up is like Green Reserve, whenever that gets done.
Rain tree.
Like, I don't think we have anything that we're like triggered on. So I know, like, Caledonia is a big one we want to get done, just because they don't have access to any kind of place.
Well, and they've been, that's been
held off for years.
Coming, So some of that's going to wait, like, until the state gets some money back.
Okay, new business. Board leadership.
Yeah, just so, I mean, obviously, I know Deb and I have talked, and she is looking to leave the park board here as soon as the new mayor appoints somebody. So I thought this was a good time for us, with a new mayor coming in, new city council, for us to kind of have, put a new leadership team in here. And that's just kind of explained in the memo there. And just wanted your guys' opinions on it.
We're going to nominate positions tonight.
Yes. Okay. So I just kind of put in on what historically has been done, of just people kind of moving up. If that's what you guys want to do, we would just need to then kind of appoint a new secretary. If not, it's up to you guys. It's not really my call. It's up to what you guys want to do.
I think it would be, if just anybody objected to that, you know, then we could do it differently. But I think that's been our normal since, gosh,
I think that's,
since the 10.
It's always worked out very well that way.
Yeah. Because then everybody just sort of moves up, and then as we move on, then, you know, it's usually by longevity almost, because that's how it sort of happens.
Right.
So.
Through attrition.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to nominate Amy for Park Board President.
And nobody seconds it. We don't want that.
Do we need a second?
Are you looking for a second?
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Well, but I think...
Yeah. Should we do them all?
Yeah. Oh. I'm going to just be Amy President.
Kind of like a slate.
And Vice President.
And then Gene would be...
It's up to you guys. Yeah.
Gene, you're seniority-wise, right?
Where I thought...
I'm what?
Seniority-wise.
For secretary.
Oh.
For secretary.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Sash.
No.
Before who? Sash was, I think.
Oh, was
Sasha's 14.
I'm the rookie.
That's not right.
Sasha's like, I don't want to do it.
Okay, next.
Oh, that's so weird.
So it's one, two, three.
Okay, got it.
A, B, C. Okay?
So Amy, Dan,
and Jean.
Keep my name out of it.
Where's our other new guy that, is he still on the board then?
I don't know how much longer he's going to be on the board. So I'm hoping here, when the new mayor gets sworn in, Amy and I can present some people that I've kind of reached out to see if we can present two new appointments to the position. So hopefully in July we'll be back to a full board.
You're going
to
need three.
Well, three with you, yes. Yes.
Wow. Pretty well made up after.
Yes.
Well, I guess you would have the one.
Okay, I need a motion and a second for the new park board leadership position.
I'll motion that we accept the
nominees
as submitted and continue with the old way of doing it. I think that's the best way to do it, really, with experience. I think so. Yeah.
Second.
And I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes. Wilberg?
Yes.
Sessish?
Yes.
Dumanovic?
Yes.
Jerez?
Yes.
And Lane?
Yes.
Okay, youth athletic league policies.
Yeah, I just want to put this in here because I don't even know if we've ever discussed it at a board level. And as we've grown so much over the years, I thought it was important, one, to just let you know the direction we as staff are going when it comes to expectations of coaches, of parents, of participants, and to make sure that you guys are in favor of that, is the direction you want. I think more and more as we have just grown, it's, I think, pretty valuable to us to make sure we're setting the right expectations to everyone that's involved in the programs. Just because we can't, as full-time staff, we can't be at every game, every practice. And if a situation occurs, we want to make sure that we can go back to the policy, say this was approved by the park board, and that this is, you know, what we're expecting out of you. So I think it's just important to us to kind of bring this to you guys to the table and have a discussion about it. Just let us know if we're going in the right direction or if you think
there's... I think you are. And I like the guests, the children participating, grandparents, whoever they bring to the game. Anyways.
Yep.
Covering all the bases.
I mean, one thing that we've kind of taken here is, it, obviously, as people got into travel ball, their expectations of coming to the game have kind of changed. It's not just necessarily having a good time. It's, people can get pretty excited. And, I mean, my personal opinion is that, you know, we're here for the kids. We're here for the participants, not necessarily for the adults. And, I mean, we've kind of taken a zero tolerance for a lot of it. I know Joel's been out there. We've got signs all over the place now at the parks just kind of saying, hey, this is a game, you're not a Yankee, that type of thing. We've been putting them out at the soccer field as well, which I think kind of has helped kind of right out of the gate. I know one thing that we're trying to do is more just nip things in the bud right away. Even if it's just, hey, someone calls us, said, hey, this coach on our team, I thought they were a little out of control, we just let them know. Hey, just FYI. Yeah. Now, some people get angry about it. Like, you're not, it's like, we're not getting you in trouble. We're just letting you know that someone noticed something. Right. Just so at least they can be aware of it and things of that nature. So, it just was, like, on a Saturday right now, for the next 2-3 weeks, I mean, we have 1,000-plus kids that are going all over Yorkville. You got to figure every family has 3-4 people. We got 3,000-4,000 people between 8 a.m. and 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to keep the ship going in the right direction and not have any problems.
We've been seeing a lot of letters, too, with, you know, problems that I've never seen that many over the years.
No.
It's a lot of hand.
Well,
and that's
it's
why
just,
you have to make
it. And I think it's important, and like I said, for me, at least my point of view is that I'd rather be where I think most people are. They want to come, see their kid have a good time, and go home.
That's
it. And I don't want to get in a situation where they come and go, oh, my God, is there going to be an argument? Is there going to be this or going to be that?
Is there any problem with those parents last time that didn't show about organizing teams and everything? I remember they talked last time about...
No.
So they were just talking.
No, and I mean, I think we try to keep open lines of communication open with everybody, even if we disagree. You know, we tell people, like, we'll come in, we'll meet with you, we'll talk with you. That doesn't mean we're going to change our decision at all.
Right.
But I think it's important that, you know, residents feel like they can at least reach out to us.
They've been heard.
Ultimately, I mean, somebody has to make a decision, and that's what you guys have said to pay us to do. But I think, like, I know how it is, and I tell staff, I mean, I expect pretty quickly answer back, even if it's like, I received your email. Like, I expect, you know, within an hour or two. We all have them on our phones. You know, someone calls, they have a complaint, they even take the time to email us, at least let them know that we received it. And then we'll get back to you on the app on Monday with some kind of response. So, I mean, Shane and I are pretty much on top of trying to respond to people as quickly as possible, and just letting them know that at least we got it, we'll look into it, and we'll get back to you.
Is there a signage in the buildings or parks to accompany the code and the rules?
We've started going that direction, yeah.
There's not like, here's the code of conduct.
Yeah, yeah.
We kind of have, and I should have put it in there. I can email to you all. It's more where it just says,
like,
this is a game.
Yeah.
You're
yeah,
not a Yankee player, that type
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly.
Umpires are human.
Yes.
Let the coaches coach. Let
you have fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. It's, yeah. It's kind of just to remind everybody that we're here for recreation. We're here for the kids. We're not here to get scholarships or, you know, MVP awards. Like, we're just.
So who signed this then? The parents sign?
Yes.
When everyone signs up.
Yeah.
They do have to take the response.
Yes. Yes. Or you click on a box.
So everybody, yep. Everybody did it with your check.
Yep. And we keep them on file.
Keep them in case there's a problem, show them to mm-hmm. the girls.
So you have your database of contacts of parents that have kids in soccer, parents that have kids in baseball, yada yada, right? One of the things that I'm trying to encourage more people to do is to tell me the good stuff.
Sure.
So that I can share that with the people who are constantly sending me the bad stuff.
Sure.
You know, like, I have three kids with three different personalities, and one of them is causing me to age faster than the other two. So I'm researching how to be a better dad, because I'm sick of always having to do something. Like, why are you like this? Well, maybe that's just the way he is. But I realize that when it's always negative, and it's, oh, can't do this, can't do this, can't do this, it affects people differently. Maybe if we share with the parents on baseball the good stories. Because I'm telling you, like, two coaches on my kids' team, incredible. Okay. Like, we've had a couple of times where I'm like, these guys are freaking cool. Like, I wish I was 10 or 11 playing baseball with these guys. So, like, if there was a way to capture some of the good comments that you get, mm-hmm. to kind of somehow, at least for a moment, overshadow the negative. Because I'm trying it with my kid. Instead of using don't phrases, I'm trying to say... And I have to stop and think about it, but the fact that I'm doing that, maybe that type of approach towards all of the people who are naysayers and, you know, complaining about things, maybe they would have a different outlook, because other people are having opposite experience.
Yeah, I think so far with baseball, I mean, the nice thing that we did is we hired one of the ladies that was on the YYBSA board, so, I mean, a lot of people feel very comfortable going to her.
Yeah, I saw her walking around.
Yeah, here, yeah. And... she's really staying in tune, and she's coming to us going, oh, people are very happy. They're happy with the fields. They're happy with this. I mean, I've actually been shocked how smoothly everything's gone. We probably have, at the most, 7-8 emails of people being, well, just in even soccer.
Soccer's been
a it's not been a lot. So, I mean, it's one thing I want staff, and even myself. I mean, it's you take it, and you're like, oh, man, I can't believe another issue. But then I, like, say, you know, guys, we have 1,000 people. We have 2 emails.
Right.
Let's not make it more than it is. Like, yes, we need to address it. We need to take some of their comments and see if there are things that we should look at.
Yeah.
You know, it's helpful with you being out there mm-hmm. to be able to pass stuff along. And, you know, we've looked at things where Joel's brought stuff to us and say, okay, in our coaches meeting, we need to address some issues of how coaches are going to talk to maybe a parent, maybe a kid. How do we now? We're starting to gather information for the next coaches meeting. Because we're going to say, okay, like, if a situation comes up and you're having any issues, you know, A, let us know so we can help you out, but then B, here are some hints, helpful hints.
Mm-hmm. That's essentially what the coaching guidelines came from, is over probably the past 10 years that I've been working of all the little things that have come up that are just like, oh, hey, here's reminders, and that's pretty much what that entire document is, just talking to parents, seeing things that I've seen, you know, issues, and just kind of giving a nice little reminder.
So, like, as a male talking to a female... if she is seated, you should probably get down on her level and not talk down to someone physically.
Yes.
Because I'm not saying that my wife would stab someone in the throat, but I know people
that's what we want. So, I mean, I think ultimately the biggest compliment we get is registration starts next year and it goes up. Like, and then, you know, you're kind of going in the right direction, and we've seen that.
Right.
And, like, I really believe we're recreation. We're not travel ball. We're not professional sports. This is what we are. Mm-hmm. And I want to focus on that. Ultimately, is I want a kid to walk out of here thinking they had a good experience.
Right.
They may not have the best coach.
Right.
their team may not be the best team. Those are things, some things we just can't control. But at least they can walk out and be like, you know what, I had a really fun experience. I enjoyed my teammates. We all got along. Everything went well. I learned a little bit about the sport. There are other places to go if you want to get real intense and you want to argue with the refs and things of that nature. And I think we need to do a better job of even encouraging some people to say, maybe this is what we're looking for.
Right.
And we have those abilities now. We have good relationships with people out there.
I think we're trying to err on the, when it comes to behavior, basically our guideline is we're almost more strict. Like, we'd rather be more strict and tell people, excuse me, you need to leave for the rest of the day. We'll see you next week. You know what I mean? Or instead of being like, oh, it's okay. You know, like, we're kind of erring more on the stricter side with that just to kind of calm it down, because we think 99% of the people who are there don't want them there anyway if they're behaving that way.
If they're misbehaving, who's there to tell them to leave?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we have full-time staff
everywhere.
I mean, are there situations occur that we don't know about and we find out later that night, Monday? Yes. I mean, it's just inevitable. It's the nature of the beast. It's so big.
We have refs on fields. You know, we have refs. We have umpires. We have part-time staff. We have full-time staff. I mean, for every single field that we have or, like, court we have, there is someone in an authoritative figure who can at least relay information. With basketball, we typically have two kids who are running scoreboards.
Yeah.
Soccer, one of our kids is usually on the field reffing, and we also have usually one or two part-time staff roaming, plus Jake is out every Saturday roaming. So there's still a lot of fields. But we try to do the best we can to kind of make sure that, you know, I go out, Tim's out there, Tyler's bouncing around. So.
But I think it's important. I mean, we've talked if, like, an incident occurs, we send a strong message, even if it's, you know, someone thinks it's a little unfair, we send a strong message that's going to get out to everyone throughout the league that, like, they are not taking, they are taking this seriously.
Right.
And I believe more parents are going to appreciate that and want to come back.
Yeah. I get more comments of support from other parents than of people saying you guys are being too
harsh.
There's
always one character that drives everybody crazy. Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, those are the ones that, you know, we want to try to meet out.
Yeah.
And if they're unhappy, it's like,
so be it.
You know, and we give them opportunities. We say, you can come to a park board meeting, you know, come to city council. I would hope that here in city council that they would support that direction.
Well, they were going to come to the meeting here and none of them showed up. It's a threat a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to side with them. Come on, please.
This is our house.
For the record, that is a hell no.
But even if they're mad, even if they're angry, and I mean, emails we get, we go, I can't believe this. I still think it's important that we professionally respond back to them.
Absolutely.
And that we say, thank you for your comments.
Yeah, sure.
We will. And some of it, we do sit down and we go, okay, are there any good points in it? Do we need to, you know, look past the swear words and find out what's appropriate? You know?
Sometimes swearing is appropriate.
Always look past the swear words. My motto.
You know, but another thing is we have a lot of kids that work out there. And, you know, we did have one email saying, you know, you support the kids more than the volunteer coaches. Yeah, I'm not going to let you harass the kids that are working for us.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not going to let you harass staff either. Like,
absolutely.
That's not acceptable to
me. Harassing anybody's not right.
Absolutely.
Nobody is getting a scholarship when the season's over.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, it's just, it's the nature of the beast. It's just the way things are going in sports, but I think if we set a strong example, we're seeing our registrations. They keep going up and up and up, and that's because people feel like, okay, they're going to take care of things.
Yeah. Good.
But please, if you hear anything, if you have kids, you know, I don't want someone to feel like they can't come tell us something. I'd rather have a discussion, even if it's a little awkward between you and I, and we fix the problem. That's what, I mean, that helps us out.
Right.
Like, I don't want it to be even people that it may be something, you know, we've met with people, they've been mad at us, at least though we can, you know, move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you guys hear something, you know, I know Joel's brought stuff to me, good, bad, indifferent, you know, we can still have those discussions and kind of see if we can solve these problems.
I have moms tell me stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Same thing. So, yeah, we're open. We're just trying to make everything the best it can be for the kids.
With the background check procedure, is that something that throughout the season, because, like, I'm incredibly hands-off with my kids when it comes to sports. I want them to learn new experiences with authority figures. Like, if there's a problem, I can intervene, but I'm not your coach. I don't ever want to be your coach. I want you to learn from other people. But one thing I do notice as the season goes on, not with soccer, but baseball, there is a, like, 95% of the people that are playing baseball with the city right now played in previous years. Like, I'm a new parent. This is all brand new to me.
Yep.
The one thing that I've noticed over the last, you know, three games is that first game was just the two coaches. Then there's parents that are keeping score. And then there's like a parent in there who's warming up a kid. If we're going to be doing background checks, maybe it's something where we remind them after a month, hey, if you've added anybody to your coaching staff,
and we all volunteers. Yeah. We do.
They're still trickling.
And we find out through the grapevine, okay. You know, we had a situation where the mom was updating the schedules to the team, mm-hmm. and Tyler said, if you're playing that big of a role to the coach, you need to get background checked.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I'm just, and I'm like, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Like, you're now.
As long as you're on top of that.
Yeah. Do I mean every one of these people are going to, it's impossible for us to keep track of it all.
But even if like a coach can't make it, we tell the people who are subbing in, you need to get a background check. And if not, like for basketball, like I've gone to coach one day because they didn't have anybody who was approved. Do you know what
I mean? Maybe that's something at the beginning of the season, after maybe like the second week, we say, hey, if any parents here are interested in being more involved, whether it's through scheduling, communications, or being in the actual dugout, here is the form to fill out to give us permission to run a background check. Please give us $20 and have them cover the fee.
Yeah, we can definitely look
into that. The last thing I want to have happen is that there's a blow-up because somebody goes, well, I'm just keeping score. Yeah, that's fine, but you're in the dugout.
Correct.
And you're correcting my kid on his pitching, which is, I appreciate that, but I'd also like to know that the city knows that you're doing that.
Sure. And that you're okay.
So just, two, 3 weeks after the season starts or after games start at least, because that's like the first 3 weeks are all practices.
Yes. Mm.
So after games start, things start to change because now the parents know every kid's name, you know, and it's like, things are maturing as a team, and it's something that while I'm perfectly confident in your capabilities, maybe it's something where maybe that's where something can kind of go through the cracks. So if that's something that we're following up on every year, and it's in the procedure saying, if over the course of the season you have a new coach come on, that's fine, but here's the procedure and here's the cost. Okay. And then be upfront, this is what we pay for an individual background check. I know we're going to get a bulk deal because we have the license, but make up the money.
Like, sure.
Get the
extra. Well, that we're going to have to. We'll cover everybody.
You have to cover the administrative costs as well of actually stopping, logging it, and then proving it, and then storing it. So that all has to have a cost, and that should be relayed. You got two coaches. They signed up. They have permission to get background checks. That's A. Well, if, you know, week six, where we're at right now, if you decide to kind of help out, We need to make sure that you're not a creep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. So, all right, let's mark that down.
Okay.
So, thank you, Joe.
Do we need to vote on this?
I'd like you to vote on it just so it can be this park board approved.
Yep.
And we're kind of all know as staff what direction we're going in.
Okay, we're going to take a vote on the Youth Athletic League policies. I need a first and a second on that.
I need a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, roll call, Marlis.
Sesich?
Yes.
Dumatovic?
Yes.
Horez?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Wilberg?
Yes.
Okay, grant planning for Beecher.
So, as I kind of explained in the email, or in the memo, from the Bristol Bay grant, there was $120,000 residual funds just due to the mansion property was $520,000 when it got appraised compared to $400,000. So we have to use that money when the next grant cycle opens up. Scott, when we met with the grant administrator, we asked her, they don't have a date right now when it's going to open, but when it pops, you got about 30 days to get this in.
I know, I saw that. Yeah. Very, very excited.
So Scott and I, over the winter, the Beecher playground has deteriorated faster than we expected. So that's going to have to get replaced in the next year. But with that, and Scott can talk a little bit more, just going for a playground is not going to get ranked very high. And replacing the playground, you're probably not going to get the grant. So that might not even be a part of the grant, but it would be part of the whole park redevelopment. What we kind of just put in five or six things here that we potentially are going to look at and want the board's input of if we go apply for a grant at the Beecher Playground, what are some of the amenities? Now, some of this we're going to have to come back with you guys is how much money we have. I think a pickleball court would probably rank very high. It's something we don't have. It would appeal to...
Excellent.
I like the spray feature.
That's probably the most expensive.
That's going to be the most expensive.
That's probably going to be the biggest...
But it's a good location for that.
It's a great location, but I mean, it's... Spray parks are crazy priced.
And some of this would be is here is the plan we have. Let's go to city council and ask, because I'm sure they're going to want to have a huge say in this, being that that's a regional park, it's a highly used park. Is they may say, no, don't do this, or you know what, yeah, we want to throw more money at it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there could be that discussion, too.
I like all of them.
How far east can you go in that park?
Well, we kind of put a map in there of where we thought some of the features would go.
It's mainly up here by the most of the features.
So...
They're up where the playground was.
Where the swale is, to the west of the playground, there's the swale area. That's where we would envision a pickleball court and potentially bocce courts. Putting a shelter and obviously a new playground. The walking path is something that would go, that I think would be a neat feature out there. I think a lot of people would actually use
that
walking path.
Yes.
Now, some of this, we're going to have to, once we finalize it, go talk to the school district just because they have soccer fields there and make sure they're on board with everything as well.
They have soccer fields over here?
To the east. You can see
right here. Right here.
Oh, so that doesn't interfere with their soccer.
Well, but the walking path.
It'll get close, yeah. It'll be tough.
Yeah, but people will be able to get to the...
Right.
Yeah, I think it would be a great addition. So I guess just we were just bringing it to you, the board here, to see their input on it and see if this is the direction you want to go.
Do you think we got, what, 120 left over? And then if you decided to go for all of this?
It's a lot. It's a lot. I think some of it is. To do a spray park nowadays,
300?
A bit more than that. And you have to reclaim the water. That's really what you should do.
Yeah.
Which requires your water department.
So what are you talking about?
Every day, you could be. To do everything on that list, yeah. Easily.
Well, why would you give us $1 million less?
But it's ideas.
Yeah, we're just throwing ideas. I think the spray feature, I think that's going to be...
I think there's some things
that's out already.
The only thing would be is if you guys really wanted it...
That's it. Yeah. That's what we'll look at.
The only thing with spray feature is it something where... And I don't know now. I mean, obviously, we have a new council in there. I don't know how they would feel about it. Is would the council say, yes, we want to invest in this. Let's put some more money into this. They may or may not want to do that. Yes, it's out of our price range. I think everything else in there...
Everything plus a spray park.
Could be an option.
It's feasible.
Yeah, the playground, we've already budgeted in our land cash. We knew we were going to do that. So that really would not be a part of the grant. We would just pay for that directly.
And what about the shelter?
We would build that ourselves. It's all about how you score on these grants. So some of what you want to do is you want to make it look like a large project where it looks like the city is giving a lot of money, and they aren't. Right, I don't want to say that too loud, but the idea is right. So you look at that.
You're doing a lot of it.
You look at that trail, right? And if we hired that trail out to build that trail,
it's huge.
It's a huge amount of money to do it ourselves. We can do it for a fraction.
Have you guys thought about? I'm sorry to interrupt. Have you thought about the what types of facilities we can utilize for hometown days as well as yearly? Because if we move that shelter to the south of the is that baseball diamond 3? Kind of behind, so to the east of the concession stand. If there was a shelter right there, it wouldn't be in the way of any of the baseball fields. But what if we had a permanent spot to put your beer trailer every year for, and it's right by the bathroom, so it should be good for staff.
It probably would end up being in the way, Joel.
Okay.
If you look at the foul line there, it probably would be in the way.
You want the shelter by the playground anyway, I think.
I don't think it's a bad idea. I mean, I think one thing we looked at that's not on this list that I don't necessarily want to talk about, but...
We'll go ahead.
There's one home left on 47 next to the dentist office. I think the city should buy that when it comes up.
Because then it would be access to 47.
And we could make a parking lot there, so you'd have access from the east side, which would be huge. And then, I mean, ultimately, that's where
it's
our
the south of the motel.
Yep, and it's literally next to that brick dentist office.
Yeah, the really nice one.
And it's like right in the middle of Beecher.
Yeah,
at the far east, it would be a great access point for us. Mm. It also would be somebody that's where we would probably want to do our stage all the way up against there.
And it wouldn't be. It's not Apple Tree. It's north of Apple Tree.
Yep.
Oh man.
So I think that is, and there, in those grants, you can ask for land acquisition. Now, we would have to approach the homeowner and ask them if they're willing to sell. You know,
sometimes they do because they
might.
They don't know how
but
to get out of it.
But it may be one of these things. When it comes up for sale, I think we need to keep our eye on it. That's whether we go through a grant or not, that's something we need to get that.
Yeah.
because it's a fairly sizable lot, and you could do a good parking lot there.
Where's this on the map that you're talking about?
Yep, right there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then it would tie into the trail well. And also, I think if we're going to continue our partnership with the school and using that for their soccer fields back there, it would be great for them, for people coming to a soccer game. Mm-hmm. So I think it would be... Well,
yeah, where would you park?
You would park on the property right here.
You'd have enough space for parking here.
We would tear the house down and put a parking lot in.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you'd want to do. And then, you know, that's where you can have that conversation with the
school. And this one here.
Those residents would complain about traffic through there.
No, it's all commercial.
These other things are commercial?
Yep, it's the only house left.
Is it zone commercial? That one?
I don't know, but it doesn't matter. The city can zone whatever we want.
Well, I just say sometimes.
But it's zone
commercial. More because
it's zone commercial on each side of it.
Yeah. I think it's the north side.
They have a concrete brick company on the one side, and the dentist office on the other.
To the south of the empty lot.
Is this
the
Southeast Center lot? I think so.
Or it's empty lot.
Do you know where the travel place is?
Yeah.
It's 2 lots north.
Is that where Junior Martin is going to
have is this not?
No, it's a residential home. It's been there for... Since the
60s. Scott, you're telling this house right here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No. Move your finger over that way, Gene.
It's up here.
Right?
That one.
You're close. Right there.
Okay.
Circle the one.
It's not the one you guys started on fire with the fire.
No, that's in the corner. It's right here.
And that gives you access to 47?
Yeah. It's right there. And it's commercial on each side.
I have my pen back here. Can you steal the pen?
Don't take mine. It has my name on it.
It's one of those things, though. I think it's an older couple that lives there, and they probably want to stay there. So, but I think it's one thing that we need to identify that we are interested in, whether it's the next year or the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
But I think, so, I mean, seeing the trail, the bridge, everybody uses it, right? We know a trail would be huge because people like to walk while their kids are playing games. Having a playground there could help our grant by saying, we're not asking for money for the playground. We're going to put that in, but we're including it. So it looks like instead of asking for 50-50, now we're asking for a 30-70.
Playgrounds are part of our contribution to the deal.
So out of a 30-70, how much would that be for $1 million?
Well, no,
$300,000?
We'd be paying the 70.
Oh,
because we're including the playground.
Which math are you
Because the way it looks at it, when they look at Yorkville, they go, wow, Yorkville's got a lot of playgrounds. You don't need any more playgrounds.
Right.
So we're going to take that off the table. We don't think that scores you well. So we want to say, well, we're going to put the playground in. We're not asking for money for that, but it's part of the project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it looks like you're dumping $500,000 in on a project where you're asking for $200,000. Even though we're going to probably replace the playground anyway.
Do we have any...
You follow my lead there?
Blackberry Creek property?
That's what we're talking about, yeah. There's $120,000 residual.
That's all that was left in that?
Correct.
Yes.
But if we can match that...
That's done.
We have
so we use that as a match, so you can get a $240,000 grant right from that. And then you pile some other stuff on top of that. So I can guarantee you that the new mayor is going to be like, yeah, whatever it is, it has to be a net zero.
Yeah.
He's not going to want to... Unless we can get our alderman, Mr. Joel, to throw some money our way.
Got to make them pro-park.
Plus, it sounds like everybody, you like everything. Maybe we are talking with the EEI a little bit to give us a
start. Yeah, I mean, are we good with the amenities we're talking about?
Yeah, I like
sure.
it.
Sure.
What we'll do is Scott and I will meet with EEI. We'll come back.
With maybe a number on each of these.
With
ideas.
A number total, how it all is and how this would go together. Now, the only issue would be is for some reason we get word that this thing's popping quicker, we may need to move the meeting up just as an FY.
Sure.
Because we would have to move pretty fast. But we'll get with EEI right away. And start putting this together.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
I know pickleball would score us well because we don't have one. So,
for years.
That's what you want.
Years.
But that's what you're
right. We're right by the senior citizens right there, too.
Senior center.
You got Bob.
When we thought the walking path for seniors, they would be great.
But that's exactly right. It would be a good grant.
Right. Because you're hitting all the...
Because you're right there at the senior center. You're having people that are ready.
Generational. Yep.
Yep, absolutely.
It's a great location with the school, the senior center, and the library.
Exactly right. So,
consensus, that's all good?
Yep.
Yeah. So, you need a bone on that?
I've got to have a dog park there, whatever.
You want a dog park at a beach?
Just kidding.
Like, where they can play ball?
No, I just thought I'd
just throw it, you know.
We could put some monkey wrench.
And a shoe scraper on the one side.
I mean, we'll do the seniors and then do a toddler park right there. So why not have the spectrum?
Hey, if it helps, we'll do it.
I'm not sure I know what a pickleball thing is.
It's like a tennis ball. It's a smaller court.
It's like
a
tennis
court. You don't need, like, you don't need
you're
to.
You're not old enough.
It's just for the elderly. It's
like
for older people.
It's
for
you don't have to run.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it's
like
a long net.
You know, it's funny. It's
because
like
running is really not my forte.
What? No, no, they do. But again, the older people have to.
Okay.
Because they can't physically.
Gym class.
So like a bigger panel.
Bigger panel, like a wiffle ball. And it's a smaller court. It's very, very popular. I have a friend that's down in the Villages down in Florida.
Yeah. And they like
and they have hundreds and hundreds of people that play.
Huh. Like, yeah.
It's because
something
it's they have an Oswego, they have
I'm obviously not like getting the right AARP thing, so, you know, I've never heard of it. Well, I think I've heard of it, I just didn't know.
It's named after the guy's dog.
Yes, I was going to ask for that.
Dan, talk about it for 6 months.
Yeah, for two years.
I listen to what Dan talks about half the time. I'm just saying.
Well, you better know he's your
I frickin' voted for your ass, don't you tell me.
Part of your staff?
I don't need this crap. I, you know.
No, that's good then. Sounds good. Right.
No, it's
all good. Confirmation vote on this?
I think you want to vote.
I think we should.
I think
we should.
That's fine. Yeah.
Do you want one?
I think you
should. Sure.
All right.
You don't need just consensus on
that. We want a grant planning feature for the new features. Do you want me to list them?
No.
Okay.
Just to go ahead and move forward.
We want to go ahead and move forward on the looking into the grant.
I will motion to approve the grant proposal features.
And I will second.
Roll call, please.
Yes. Dubatovic?
Yes.
Perez?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Wilberg?
Yes.
Sussish?
Yes.
You know, one thing I will say is that Jerry and myself are looking at the exact same spot. We were looking all over. Really. And then we were there with an older lady. Her grandma was there. And we said, we're going to do pickleball. She goes, pickleball? I love pickleball.
There we go.
The Clippers guy is very popular.
I expect to see a prop.
It will be.
I think it will be.
It will be.
Dan will get the leagues going.
There we go.
That'll be fun.
And Amy will learn to play.
Yeah.
Am I old enough, really, though?
Everybody's old enough. Kids like it, too.
How's that?
Family is family friendly.
Kick her ass.
Okay, so next is the updated preschool manual.
I think very similar to the when we get to the sports league. We're coming to the end of the preschool year. They were making changes to the manual, and I just thought it was important. Kind of same thing as the sports league. A little different. I mean, this is we're not looking at a no tolerance, lay our fists down type situation.
Exact opposite situation.
And this is completely opposite. But I felt it was important is, I don't know if you guys ever saw the manual. I don't know if it's ever been voted on. I just thought it was important that we brought it in here. Just let people know the direction that our staff's going with. You know, we handle those
situations. Exactly what you were talking about, Joel.
And just kind of, you know, how we handle situations, things of that nature. There's definitely much more. Our preschool staff, Shay, are much more involved when there's any situations with a child. You know, we're trying to always work it out. We understand how important it is. You know, I took my kids today for the first time to a class, and I said, if there's any problems, I'm standing outside. Just let me know. And,
did you have a separation anxiety, or did they?
Neither.
Really?
They walked right
on. Adios.
They went right off to the corner, and she's like, you're not going to watch? And I'm like, no.
Crying starts when they see the parent.
They cried is when I, after an hour, I go, oh my God, I can't believe they've been an hour. And I'm like, I better go get them. And then I just melt down.
As soon as
they get them out of there.
I don't want to leave.
Yeah, it's like,
that's
I'm like,
good. That's good.
I'm like, I'd let you stay. If I needed her that, all right, I would have worked out. It's just a totally different, I mean, we definitely look at that as a totally different experience. We understand how important it is. To get the kid in there. But we do have situations. I mean, we do need to look at the big picture and make sure that the kid is not disruptive to all the other kids.
Biting.
You know that. You know,
well, we have biters.
Yeah.
We work through biting.
Yeah.
What was the one kid
almost
we had trouble with a few years ago? He tried to stare at somebody with a pencil.
Yes. Well, no, we had one kid threatening to kill somebody.
Yeah. I mean,
that kid was excused.
Yeah.
There's like, in the thing, we've had one kid
the parents
in like
got upset.
7 years. we've ever actually said, okay, we need it's time.
That was the one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We went through a lot of steps. It was a year long thing, and it just kept getting worse. So I mean, really, when it comes to all of this, I would say that we work with 2 and 3 year olds in Ready, Set, Go, and a lot of that happens to do with readiness. You know, sure. We work with the parents most of the times, and especially in that one, the parents kind of go, okay, my kid's not ready, and they make the decision. We're not throwing them out. We're just kind of working together with them. I think a lot of times, actually, where it comes to is either people are not paying their bills,
or not picking them up.
That's actually going really well nowadays. Yeah. But they're either not paying their bills, or they're not bringing in, like, we have to have a medical form, immunization charts, you know, and if they're not getting immunizations, that's fine. However, they need to go through the procedure and get the paperwork in order to, you know, continue to go. So those are some of the issues, like, with parents in situations where it kind of comes down to, if you don't have it by this date, your kid will not be able to continue.
So a kid can come if they don't have their vaccines?
State, they allow you up to, like, October 14th to get it in, and at that point,
so
you don't have
it. So it's not the ones that refuse, period.
If they refuse, period, we must get, like, a lawyer's note giving us the legal reasons for why they do not need to get them. And there's, like, a short list of why they...
religious reasons, I'm sure.
Yes, or health reasons.
Can it also be religious conscientious objectors type of stuff?
They have to get a lawyer to sign off on it. Luckily, we don't get into that too much. Rian has all of that.
We give it to the city attorney.
Yeah, they look through all of it.
They say yes or no to these situations.
Yeah,
it
would be like, no, you're not allowed.
Yeah, so we have to deal with it.
Flat earthers too, get those people.
We basically just kind of follow state guidelines on all of that. We're not making up our own. We just kind of follow what is there. But I mean, a lot of times, basically what we're doing with this policy is we're just making sure that parents acknowledge, and all we're doing with this form is that parents are acknowledging what our step and process are, so they are aware of it. At our orientation, they get a handbook that states the same thing, but this is just part of the registration packet to let them know that this is the things that we're going to take. Obviously, we work very, very hard with all of our kids because we want them to have a great time and to learn. But we also want the rest, you know, the other hundreds of, we have 100 kids walk in every week. You know, we want them to have a good, positive experience as well. So,
And I'm trying to also get staff members making sure we're taking these decisions out of staff's hands.
Right.
That a board signed off on it, that it's not the preschool director made this decision, and really no one else even knows how she came to this decision. Shay made this. Like, we're trying to say, okay, let's make sure that
we're
when it comes to the vaccinations,
does every family that has a child get this manual, or
yes.
Do you send it to them electronically?
No, everyone who comes to orientation gets the manual. Mm-hmm. We also will send it to them if they don't come.
Yes.
This one that we're proposing actually will go in the registration packet that must be returned for them to register. And that's saying that they
there's a signature.
So it'll be readdressed and discussed at orientation. However, this would go in the registration packet for everyone to read through and understand what the process would be. And again, it does remind them of, you know, that we need your health forms, we need you to pay on time. You know what I mean? So it's kind of all encompassing. And really, those are more of the issues that we get sometimes. And even then, if they're not paying, we work with them on, you know, sometimes they have financial distress, you know, and we work with them on payments and things like that to try to keep that kid in school for the year, even when they are having some financial issues.
So if there's financial issues and they work through everything, possibilities, would they then be discharged and not allowed to do it if they can't pay? Or
no.
If they're so behind or whatever?
We're trying to address those before they get to that
problem.
What I don't want is, and I tell staff, like, I'd rather reach out. If there's an issue, have them come in, talk with Shay, and we'll work something out.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be a payment plan. Mm-hmm. It may be that we would waive a fee for a month or two. Someone lost a job. Mm-hmm. Like, my goal is never to kick a kid out.
She told them, and it was only
we can make it work. We built in some of our budgets for these situations. We have scholarship money that we put in the budget. Like, the last thing we want is a kid
to not come
for financial reasons, for vaccination reasons. We can figure out a plan. Like, that's not our goal in any of this.
Right.
It's to make this the best program possible. We're responsible to all the residents of Yorkville, no matter your financial, your beliefs, anything. We'll make it work. The hardest part is that sometimes people come in and talk at us.
Okay. Nice.
You know, and we work them out. Baseball, we have the same thing. We'll work out payment plans. We'll figure something out with you, when we can. That is our number one goal on all these issues. And it's the same when we have a disciplinary problem.
Do they have to bring in doctor's notes for these?
Yes. When you enroll.
Chicken pox until at least 6 days.
We've had
antibiotic treatment.
Pink eye, usually we ask for a doctor's note clearing them. Usually it's more, chicken pox, they get their vaccinations now, so we haven't had a case of that. Really, we haven't had a case of that. It's more pink eye we usually will get a doctor's note for.
Hands, foot, mouth.
Yeah, that would be more ready, set, go. When the really bad outbreak went out, a lot of times parents, they really make sure. And honestly, our parents have been really good when it comes to illnesses. Really, the last few years, they've all been really good.
I think people are notified through the, public service, with the TV and,
lice.
Stay home.
We've had some lice. So that's usually we get a sign off that's been done before they come back.
A lot of times I used to cut hair. People don't even know.
Yeah, I know. And
fall
really bad in Yorkville.
Gnats in his head from camping. Gnats.
Oh, that's gross. Yeah. So pink eye and lice are usually the two that we usually ask for doctor's notes. That's...
Okay, good. Any other questions?
No, that's pretty good.
Okay, we need to vote on this, I guess, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, we've gone over the updated preschool manual and the board approves, and we would like to vote on that.
I will make a motion to approve the preschool manual as presented.
I'll second that motion.
Fantastic. Roll call.
Yes. Perez?
That's right.
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Wilbur?
Yes.
Sussish?
Yes.
And Dumanovic?
Yes.
Facility planning update.
I just wanted to give everyone just kind of a verbal update. When we brought this back into, I guess, March, move forward with the facility RFQ to be an architect. It was kind of just a fluky situation at City Council where there were two or three members gone, so we didn't have enough votes. It didn't necessarily get shot down. It's just that there wasn't enough votes to pass it, so it did not get approved. So that's kind of in a holding pattern now. And obviously with the new City Council and the mayor coming in, we're probably going to have to go back to the drawing board a little bit and just...
Maybe you should concentrate on the regional park.
We probably will. And I don't know when... I don't even know the process of how you even bring it back.
I have to have one of the people who voted against it.
Yeah. So I think... I would prefer.
So you can bring it back as a brand new thing.
If it's after 6 months, or we can just wait a full year.
Yeah, I think our best bet right now is
to leave it.
Is to leave it right now. I'd like to have at least a meeting with the new mayor about this and just go over it and make sure he understands.
Because he can put it on the mayor's report with no problem.
Yeah, so those are just discussions I like to have. Like, it's a big project to spend money on an architect when the new mayor, maybe the new council, may not be in favor of it. I'd rather just kind of start here. We have some other projects if we move forward with the grant one that we could do for right now, and then kind of let him get a little bit more comfortable, let him get a couple of weeks in before we can kind of go over that with him and make sure he understands where we're coming from with that.
I think it's a good idea.
So that's kind of where we're at with that.
Especially if you're looking at this other project.
Yeah, so that's in a little bit of a holding pattern. And we also need to kind of wait. Let's see if Grand Reserve, the agreement, when that gets approved, and exactly how what the funds that we'll be receiving from that.
Is that going to upset them that you talked to them about possibility over there?
No, I think they're just going to want that money to be used in that subdivision in some form or fashion.
Okay, so they're not...
Yeah, I think Scott and I, there'll be some backup plans that him and I have talked about, that if we don't move forward with the facility, what would we do over there, and we'll bring that to the board.
That won't be my issue anymore. Well, maybe in July, but we'll see. Okay, park vehicle purchase.
Yes, so... just with the timing of it, and when we were running into the end of March, we'd already had a park board meeting. I kind of explained this earlier, that we had transferred $90,000 over to city council with the intended purpose of buying two new vehicles, as well as putting in the East boat launch. Scott and I have looked at it. I think he can probably talk more. We've been kind of going back and forth, I think, in there, the type of vehicles we're looking for. So I'm just really wanting to be able to get a recommendation from the board to, okay, go ahead and spend this money, buy these vehicles that we can just take to city council.
So I don't know, I'm good with it. Anybody else?
Is it under that $90,000?
It's under that $90,000, so it's in our capital.
It's two nice trucks.
They're state purchase vehicles, too, so that's going to get a better price than that. Yeah. So.
Right. We're not going to let the next park board president's son operate in it.
You can put that in the motion.
Not with the new ones, though.
No. It sounds like a story.
Yeah. Never again. Yeah.
So, I mean, we get a chance to go. I know, like, one of the things we're just trying to do is just keep our fleet going. We've got a tremendous amount of parks, playgrounds, and so we need to replace this when we can, and we have to be a little creative sometimes.
It's been a long time. These vehicles have seen a lot of miles, a lot of wear.
Well, yeah. There was a memo that went out from our procurement person that gave criteria on what should be the trigger point for new vehicles, yeah. And I think all but like two of our vehicles qualify to be replaced.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been probably 12 years. Plus. Wow. How long has it been?
Our newest truck, I think. Well, I shouldn't say. We have a couple new ones. We have a newer that we talked about, probably 3 years old. Ryan has a new van. Those are the two that made the list.
I mean, we're trying to
should be replaced.
Because that's not the only issue. We got to get lawnmowers. Like, so every year we're trying to, like.
Yeah, you got to keep up with this stuff.
You know, either lawnmowers, get trucks. It all comes down to how our budget goes throughout the year.
Yeah.
So
you can see that we don't really put a lot of frills on our vehicles. I mean, you can see that we don't. I did the last truck we bought. I bought without. It actually has crank windows on it. And I will say that my own personal dump truck has crank windows on it, too. But it is a bit of a pain in the neck because you do pull up and talk to each other occasionally, and you gotta lean over. Or somebody rides with you, you gotta lean over.
You know, when I was a kid, that's how we had. That's when we did that. So why do you have a crank window? So what?
Little vents.
You can't have a crank window. I don't think you're smoking your cigarettes out there. Yeah,
you can't smoke in a vehicle.
When you were a kid, they didn't have mortars. They didn't have
mortars. Strong, wasn't it?
No.
They don't even have ashtrays in them anymore there.
No.
Clydesdales, I think you have.
So they're pretty bare bones. Really, the only option we put on these things is power windows and locks.
And a heated signal.
Keyless remote. In the package.
Keyless remote entry.
It comes in the package. It's more expensive to buy power windows and locks.
In the package.
Outside of the package.
Of course.
It's more expensive.
I'm surprised so cool.
And then undercoating it, we think it'll buy us some time because we think we'll probably have these trucks for 15 years. So I chose to undercoat them to help.
Yes.
Because driving on salty roads, it just tears them up.
You're not getting the beds right now? You're going to do it yourself?
I think we can look at that once we get him here doing that out of our regular budget.
What's with the Bose audio system?
Yeah, I thought it. 14 speakers.
You know what? They're getting real stereo in the cars. Everybody has their own music now.
I don't even own a CD player.
So, and also in the memo, I just wanted you to see what we presented to city council and just how that process worked there. So
where are we getting this?
Hopefully, we'll vote on it, the recommendations. Months, we'll bring it to the city council.
Months.
So we authorize one of them, and then we authorize the purchase.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, if the issue was, and I wanted to get the money transferred.
Yeah.
The only issue was if, like, some reason in April, everything collapsed, at least that money was there we could bring back if we had to. And we also didn't know what was, we're kind of doing this. Here it is, it's March, we're sitting down and going, okay, we think we have the money, let's get this transferred.
Right.
We hadn't really taken the time to go get, to figure out the vehicles through the state purchases, what we could
do. We knew roughly what they were, we just didn't know the exact.
So, probably in the future, we've done that where we would bring it all at once and just get it approved.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's going to be something that probably city council's not going to be thrilled about, that we're going to do a budget amendment right out of the gate, but it is money in the capital. It is there. So it shouldn't be a huge issue. It's not money that's like we're trying to move out of the 79 budget. This is money that's already been.
Right. Well, you've got that extra level of vouching with the purchasing agent. So yes. she's your first line of defense.
Yes.
Utilize that. But I don't think they'll have any problems with this because this is like something tangible. I think the big thing with the facility discussion was somebody needed a win, and there's only five of us there. So to lose on something like that, with that amount of people there, was kind of funny. But no, I mean, we have to kind of focus on what we use every day, because you can't be using, you know, borrowing people's trucks.
Yes, please.
So I do will... we? I'm sorry, go ahead. One more question. Do we need a lifter?
No.
No.
We got a fork truck. But I appreciate that. Thinking of that.
All right, I will make a motion to approve the two Ford F-350 pickups for the park vehicle purchase as presented.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Yes. Wilbur?
Me?
Yes.
Yes, I didn't hear.
I'm sorry. Sessa?
You do different orders. You're throwing me off.
Dumanovic?
Yes.
Perez?
Yes.
And Link?
Yep.
It's done on purpose to keep you paying attention.
Uh-oh. So are we getting rid of any trucks then, too?
Or no? We'll be retiring one, two,
retiring number three?
We'll be retiring. Actually, what we'll do is we'll make our seasonal kids driver. That's not the same idea, but that's what we do with them until they die.
I don't think I'm going to fix it up. I mean, the back is kind of all crap up there.
Yeah, but they don't, I mean, they haul garbage. You really don't care what they look like.
Yeah, and he's pulling a bunch of stuff, but I mean, don't you want the trucks to look good?
Well, we got a little deal.
I mean, I just look when I saw the trucks, they look kind of seedy.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, they're really.
Well, that's why you gotta buy them when it comes up, otherwise the guy snaps the truck up, you don't get it fixed.
Those we got fixed.
But that's what happened to that one. And the driver's side back end is all crumpled. I just thought that was disappointing.
Ask your press.
I'm just trying to see the disappointment.
Yeah, the issue is our insurance.
Yeah.
Our copay is so high that we're paying for it out of our budget.
But wouldn't you rather have a nice looking vehicle out there than this is what Yorkville stands for? And you got a crummy truck out there pulling. I mean, to me, it was embarrassing. I'm just saying. You have a nice car. I have a nice car. This represents our city, and I just think it did not represent the city very nicely. I'm sorry, it's just my own opinion. But I would just
tell you, just walk around every one of the public works trucks and walk around our trucks. They haul trailers every day. We're such tight quarters in here that guys ding the trucks constantly.
Yeah, wow.
That they're always getting...
So where's the point to which you will fix it?
When it's not safe to drive on the road. I mean, or if it's an accident, we did put a truck in trailer and then and hit a tree last year.
Yeah.
We fixed that one.
That's not my kid.
Are you sure it wasn't your kid?
We fixed that one.
Right, there were two that were your kids.
It's only my perspective. Hey,
somebody jacked the trailer back here in the back lot and tears up the rear quarter on it. I'm not going to spend $2,500 on the truck when it's going to come out of our budget, when that $2,500 can put a new slide on our playground instead.
All I'm saying is, if people are just, they don't know anything about the place, they come in and see Yorkville and you see a crappy truck and go, it's the way that trucks are.
People also look at it too, like, oh, they're utilizing.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. When I go in Oswego a lot, their trucks.
Well, look at their tax.
No, I'm not saying they got more money than we have. I'm just saying their trucks are immaculate. And it just disappointed us pretty well. But when I saw that truck going down 47th, I'm like, oh, man.
Well, like I said earlier,
I'm on the park board.
All my two of our trucks are wrapped up, and it's just... I mean, all our trucks should be replaced. For me, the priority is to make sure that our parks...
Well, then I think it's you, but I think the city council should look at that, too.
The best thing you can do is go to city council and make your complaints there.
Everybody plows first. This year, we barely got by with the plow. We had four out of the five big dogs didn't even run.
And get a close look at our big trucks. They're horrible looking.
Yeah.
Our big plow trucks, $200,000 a piece, are horrible looking. Those are also need to be replaced. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're beyond the limit of when we should have those.
But what does the city council do then?
We're going to make a budget amendment.
I was going to say, you have to do it.
I mean, yeah, like, but at the same time, like, there's three big things coming through public works. We need a water foreman. And the net that we cast was too cheap. So we got to jack that up. So now
that's
moving that up. And the fact that we didn't have plows at all. Yeah, I know. But you have to understand that, like, the way that worked out, if you know the ins and outs of that decision and the way that kind of came to be, You just got to make the net wider. We might actually get lower, but
agree
that one.
Agree.
But the plow issue wasn't even on the agenda. It's like I just asked a question, and you can push your finger through the back of the plow.
We actually have a sign in one of our trucks for the floor.
For the floor.
Really?
There's a hole sign. Yeah.
You should be here in the winter because all we're doing is our lift that we have. Yeah. They're just over here all. In between storms, just replay fixing these trucks nonstop.
The issue is, Dan.
Well, does the energy auditor ever take a look and see how dire the situation is?
Like, I understand, like, for me, I'm more worried about if it looks shady, it is shady, not if it looks dented, it's a poor representation of the city. I think if you look at the parks and the parks are immaculate, which they are, that is a better representation of the city than if we've got dents or rust on
some
truck. But
that's for you and me. Mm-hmm. But what about a person who's just eating dinner here or coming in to see their grandchildren or something? They see that truck go past and it looks like, you know, 19.
On its last leg, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like the first time I ever saw.
Move out here,
the first day I ever met Steve Redman, he was driving a green
Astro.
Yeah. And I was like, who's this dude?
Yeah.
And he cranks the window.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? We love that van.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you saw him and you're like, who's this dude?
Oh my God. And then he gets out and he puts the coat on
and he's like, oh God. That's what
it's one of ours. But, like, from my perspective of, like, The hierarchy of need. I mean, we're going to do police and toilets are my two big ones. Police, toilets, and water.
Toilets.
Yeah, without flushable toilets, we would all be dead.
Our
so
water system.
We have to make sure that water all together. Water, YVSD, police, plows, like integral.
Absolutely.
It's not a priority. It's just that you have to kind of go life, public safety.
Sure.
And then it comes down to...
No, I totally understand.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at superficial.
Providing a value for the tax dollar. But it's also, like, if we're at that, so let's talk to our purchasing lady, set up, like, for the next 5 years to get fleet up to have one extra, so that then you can basically say, hey, we're going to be spending in the deficit of the next 5 years, but then we won't for the next three.
Yep.
And you dangle the carrot for the one or two people who are like, well, looking at the budget, and we all know who I'm talking about, but when you put that carrot out there, and you basically say, I need to cover this need, and you can use that comment that you have, well, we look like trash, you can use that comment as, like...
But the difference between looking like trash is the truck's still functional, right?
Yeah.
But our plow trucks, when they're broke down, they're not plowing, they're not salting. That's
when you got a floorboard and you got a sign over the.
Well, you know, when people are always complaining, I pay all these taxes. Mm-hmm. Why aren't my streets being plowed? Why don't you know? I mean,
it's because that's paying taxes.
That to me is you're right. Way past your time with your vehicle. I mean, maybe they should come and do an inspection.
The two will go.
Maybe you should bring the city council over here and have them put their finger through the hole of the plow and look at the floorboard of the truck.
We got some color pictures.
Do it right
now. I mean, geez, what the heck? I mean, it's common sense.
All you need to do is check. Yep. To catch back up and keep up.
Yep. I agree.
Okay, kids, let's move on. We have a. Park and Rec monthly report.
Yeah, just before they get started, just obviously we're getting the special events, we're getting a big summer season. Two big things coming up. The Memorial Day ceremony is on Monday, May 27th from 11:30 to 12:30 at Town Square. Shay will actually be the MC this year for that ceremony. Working very closely with the Legion on that. Our soon-to-be ex-alderman, Captain Calissimo, will be the guest speaker. So if you've never been out there, it's an outstanding event that the Legion does, and it's truly honoring those that are no longer with us that have made the ultimate sacrifice. So the other thing is, if anyone is available, even if you don't want to golf, we'd love to have you come out. It's June 5th. We're doing the golf outing with the school district this year. It'd be great just to have a good turnout there, even if you're not golfing, or just people. A lot of we're expecting a lot of school district officials, principals, things of those will be out there. We'd love to have as many people out there as possible just participating and showing our support for the city and for the school district. And then I'll email you
information on that.
Yeah, I'll send that out to everybody. I'll send a list of special events. Even that night, we have a cruise night that night. So
big day for you, man.
We got a lot going on this summer. Very excited about it. And those two are just the two big things coming up.
It looks like you guys met with the state over the island.
Yes. Yeah, obviously everyone on the island is closed due to it just not being a danger.
It's much worse.
Yeah. And we're just waiting. When we met with the state, they are supposed to put some plans together. Obviously, it's more significant than when a year or two ago they were out here. They had already started some plans. They had already reserved some funds for it. Now it's going to be a much bigger project, so they have to go back, put the new plans together, get the cost estimate for that, and then fund the funds.
Is it just the island, or is the steps on the bridge?
No, it's just
sidewalk on the island.
Sidewalk, yeah.
Basically, there's a little bit on our on the other side, but not in
the,
along the river.
Riverwalk.
So not a lot.
When we met with the state, we kind of agreed that if you're going to let people on the bridge, they're just going to go right over into the island, and that was our fear. So we wanted to
close the bridge.
Yeah, so we just closed the entire bridge.
Now, what about the sidewalk along the Riverwalk? Is that covered by the DNR or is it us?
It's us, and that one's. It's not in bad shape. It's got a couple of issues, but not anything terrible. Okay. It's not undermined like the one on the island is. That became dangerous, and that's why we contacted the state and said, let's close it.
And what about, like, Marge Klein for rafting?
I think we need to wait for the water to go. I think there's a few things hanging up in there that we're going to have to see if we can address in some form or fashion.
Logs, or wood, yeah.
Best we can.
And there's some junk on the high end of the chute, like it looked like an old pier or old pallets.
It's moved down.
Has it? Okay.
Yeah.
That big log.
I didn't get there tonight to check. I did my day to check.
I looked one day and the log was gone.
Yeah. It's some of those things that, you just got to kind of wait for the whole water if you come back and address it then.
I got a question about the canoes. Are those ours? Or the kayaks?
They're the Boy Scouts.
Oh.
Yeah.
They belong to the park and rec department?
I don't
is that
ask, you could ask the commander or whatever.
Is
We also store some stuff.
I was going to say, that's who I thought it was.
For the Chicago Whitewater Association, too. So when they come into town to do their events, that they have easy access to it.
Oh, they use it too?
They have a storage unit over here.
They keep the gates that they put up for river.
And some other things. So sometimes they show up here and do 15 of them. Will just come and do a thing without really like us being a part of it. So we want to make sure they're welcome out here because they usually are spending the night. They go to the restaurants and things of that nature.
Later?
No, what is it?
Eagle Scout?
He's got a name. I don't know what it is.
Scoutmaster.
That's what it is.
Scoutmaster.
Yes. Yes.
He said commander.
That's the Legion.
Okay, that's what it's
commander. Close enough, right?
Yes.
So that's Diana, Shay, or Scott.
Biggest thing for us, obviously spring's always busy. We've been having, we've had two baseball tournaments, both of them experienced snow. So we had to cancel those halfway through. Oh my gosh, we're in full swing with baseball and soccer. The rain the last 2 weeks has been a little nuts, so we've been doing a lot of rescheduling. The guys have been working super hard on the field and actually have been getting them up and going on the day, where it's not physically raining or even just that morning, they're getting them up. So it's been fantastic to have their hard work because it's making our jobs easier when we can not have to reschedule every game in the past 2 weeks. So really, baseball's up and going. Soccer's up and going. Preschool this week is our last week. So we had park day today with our 3-year-olds. We have graduation tomorrow with our 4-year-olds. So that will be done, and then on to all of our summer camps and fun from there. So, we've just kind of been getting through the spring with all the new changes, getting through the purchases and budgets, and preparing for the summer. So like Tim said, we have a ton of special events again this year that we're excited about, trying to secure sponsorships, and if you guys hadn't seen it, hopefully it did get delivered to your house. Our summer catalog did get delivered, and out registration is currently going on. I know the phones have been busy the past 2 days or past 2 weeks with it, so
I'm turning mine on.
And so, yeah, so we are busy
trying
to take registration. So,
and just in there, that was in the water bill, your most recent water bill, the picture. So, that's we do that. A flyer in every water bill we put out.
Yep. I would say, if you guys can keep up, I know Tim does a really good job.
Oh,
he's
telling
her now.
I tell
these women.
Hey, Joe,
how you doing?
I got them both.
Beat me to it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry.
Sam does a really good job.
Sorry,
I like that. It's hard for me to put all the pictures on here because it makes my file too big. So if you guys just want to see the constant things that we're up to, I'm posting pictures all the time with preschool and camps and things like that on our Facebook page. So if you guys just want to see some of the fun that we're having with, you know, throughout the summer and just everyday programs, and we're posting stuff on a weekly basis, if not daily basis. So bunch of cute pictures went out today, and we'll be updating with some graduation and park day pictures as well this week. So that's all I got.
Just obviously, what a treat it's been to have baseball this spring. It's just been crazy. Just a couple things. We really have had some great success this spring with some volunteer groups. Yorkville Christian High School does it once a month. They've actually come out for us twice, and I mean, they did a huge amount of work that would have taken us a long time. They spread 100 yards of mulch at Clark Park. That is a huge amount of mulch. They redid the whole trail for us, which for us to do that as staff would have taken a long time. And then they came back and did the playground at Riverfront, and then they mulched all the trees and everything at Riverfront, painted all the light poles at Riverfront and Town Square, and painted the gazebo at Town Square and the portable toilet shed. I think they have to do volunteer hours so many a year.
Yeah.
So, and the teachers come out with them. So it's pretty cool. And then we've got a good volunteer group coming in this weekend as well that's going to be doing cleanup along the river on both sides. They're going to be painting the railing at Riverfront. And I think they're going to be walking Fox Road and doing some other stuff. I think we're going to be doing some stuff out of Hoover as well.
Well, how's that gazebo? I'm going to talk about the gazebo not being in good shape and moving it and all that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, it was a number of years ago where we did some serious repairs on it. It's the roof. That's the major cost that I think we've got to ask ourselves if, you know, do we want to spend the money on that? Do we want to modify it? And I don't know if that's possible. I'd have to get somebody out there to look at it. Or do we want to consider taking it down and either rebuilding something there or rebuilding or putting a shelter up on the north or south
side. I think Town Square needs a gazebo.
Yeah.
I
like the way it looks.
What's the damage you think on the new one? I think we originally looked at like 25 grand
for a new roof.
Just for the roof?
Because it's like a two-tier roof. It's a shake roof. Now, we might be able to have somebody come out and put an asphalt shingle on it a lot cheaper if we wanted to look at that.
If we want that wood shake roof,
that'd be great.
No, I mean the shingles from like ABC or something.
I know that shake roof is a unique roof.
It might be unique, but if you've driven through downtown Wheaton, 95% of all the shake facades where they would have like the roof stop 80%.
It's all plastic now.
They've gotten rid of them because of it. It's just, it doesn't show you what's deteriorating underneath it. They're just horrible. And then they turn to dust. So it's not something that is
get like that track stone.
I'm not sure you'd notice, honestly.
And that's the other thing, too. You can get gray asphalt shingles.
I'm not sure you'd notice, to be honest.
Sure either. No, it's got a little
architectural shingle.
You've got the volunteer groups, you've got the Eagle Scouts.
It's just cute.
I've been on that roof.
What's the fundraiser the law office for? They're raising money for you guys this weekend.
Oh, I don't know.
First I heard of it.
The law offices?
It's the third anniversary of the law office.
They're raising money.
If you go on their Facebook event page, it says raising money for Yorkville Parks and Recreation.
Well, how about the gazebo?
That's what I'm talking about.
The only thing we've ever talked to anybody about was the Kiwanis Club.
Yeah.
With the Oktoberfest was helping us, where the Yak Shack helping us put a shelter there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Over that.
I saw that today and I was going to bring it up.
No one's talked to us about it.
Good. So money that surprise. You can then take it and put it towards a gazebo fund because
that's a good idea.
That and then people ask me all the time, how come the eternal flames never lit?
I heard that all the time, and especially when you have the memorial down there.
Because it will not be relit.
Okay.
Do
you want to put is there an LED up there that's just on?
There's the lights on. The Legion came in and put lights on the front of that.
But there's not
a
light up
there. Why like a bulb that looks
it's
like
actually not ours.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It is actually not ours.
They can put a bulb on it that looks like a flame or something.
It's actually not ours.
Blue light.
You know, I want to let them handle it because I remember That didn't work when I first came here, and then...
It worked for a while, but it kept
going. And then we got it, and basically we put it... It's like a grill at the top that I bolted to the top of it, making on a wooden ladder. Which I'll never do that again.
You're such a good guy.
And that worked for years and years and years, and then it would blow out, and you'd smell the gas.
Yes, right.
And we'd have to go out there and light it, and yeah, it was... And it was costing about $5,000 a year in gas.
Okay.
So that's why we decided
to do it. But it's the leeches, were they paying for it, or were
we were paying?
Then why is it theirs?
I don't know. But
whose is it?
Speaking of savings, did anybody notice we switched to Town Square lights to LEDs?
Mm-hmm. No.
It's white. It's a white light. It dropped the energy by about.
I've replaced all mine in my house. It saved me a ton.
Those are all LED lights in there. And
nice nobody complained?
That's why
we're so when we go home today, we can see it. Right?
You should see it if you go that way. But it's interesting because it's a different light.
Yeah.
And I can't
it's like a blue light, isn't it?
It's just different.
I don't know if it's 3,500 or 4,000 or what was
it? They're bright. I can't remember how many little.
My neighbors replaced
their outdoor lights. I just did it at the pharmacy.
It was actually like blinding.
I think it's bigger.
It's like some of those automobile headlights that are real.
Floor now, like, oh, God, how strong is that thing there? They're gonna have to do more.
So inside, yeah. It's just different. It's just different. So I think it's something I'd like to maybe look at doing at Riverfront potentially.
You do know Carlo bought the house on the corner.
Yes.
We'll get a spotlight that shines.
I was gonna say, since he's an LED, let's just knock it a little bit.
Actually, I'm kind of happy that he did because it would be a good idea.
You know the most awesome house on the parade route?
Yeah.
Carlo bought it.
Oh, really?
They closed today. What?
Why?
Because he doesn't have to stay in Ward 1 anymore.
It's a nice home. They redid the whole thing.
Just buy a house.
Yeah. Next month. So that happens when you're close enough. But okay. No, the house is
clearly.
Like, that's the house that if I was going to move to Town Square.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, man. For like parades, like I'm okay not being an elected official anymore. I got a better spot than being on the float.
I didn't even realize that it was...
That's where the party's at this year.
Hell yeah.
I know. Kitty corner. We got our spot for the parade, right?
Yeah, I'm excited.
That's all I got.
Christmas time. No.
Okay. That's it. Unless anybody has any questions.
No, just like to thank everybody.
Good job, Jeff.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Sir, 13 years.
Like, I'm out.
Mic drop.
You did good.
You still might be here for the
July. I might come one more meeting, but if you guys have a quorum, I won't be here. So. But thank you all.
Thank you, Dad.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Dad.
It's been nice working with you, having your support.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
If you guys need something, call me.
She's not leaving. She's still involved with the city.
I just got my notice about planning zoning. I'm up for that, too, but on the 19th. So.
Well, he's supposed to be telling or calling everybody.
I know. I got the email before it came. All right. We're ready for adjournment.
Absolutely. Motion to adjourn.
All right. Bye.